Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's start here. Yesterday we had Therese Paylor on the show, and we asked him about the quarterback rivalry that is brewing between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, and how for the previous generation we were very honored to get to watch Peyton Manning and Tom Brady play so many close, so many iconic, so many historic games. Can we see that same thing replicate itself with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson? Here's what Therese Paylor had to say.
I don't know if it's just got to be Mahomes and Lamar. There's some great young quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Like, trust me, the league would love nothing more than Kyler Murray to be a bona fide star. And after reviewing his tape the last 2 weeks, I think we're headed there. That guy's going to have a huge season. No matter what game he's in or who he faces, he is always the fastest man on the field. He's an amazing player. Russell Wilson is still young enough to probably play for another decade or close to it. You know, there's some great young quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson, that we worry about the organizational structure around him. And then even more, Sean, Trevor Lawrence is going to be a star. Justin Fields, people in the league I talk to love him. The quarterback position is in great hands in the NFL. They want more of the like Brady Manning thing. They want that again, but I think now, because of the way offenses have really evolved, you don't just have to rely on it being just Brady and Manning. I think the hope is that there's multiple matchups that can loom out there like that.
If you think about the quarterback generation that all three of us grew up in, we got to see Brady, a pocket passer. Peyton Manning, a pocket passer. Ben Roethlisberger, certainly mobile, but we wouldn't call him a scrambler. He can elude defenders, big physical guy, but no one would say that he is a running style quarterback. Drew Brees in that same vein. Phillip Rivers, you put in that exact same vein. More pocket passers, maybe athletic enough to move, but not really guys that can really beat you with your legs. I think this is the quarterback matchup of the future. You have the elite level passer in Patrick Mahomes, but he's also athletic enough where, as we've seen time and time again, whether it was the Titans, whether it was last Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers, he can beat you with his legs if necessary. You then turn to the other side. Lamar Jackson, maybe the most mobile quarterback we have seen in the history of the NFL. And then think of two of the names that were thrown out there. Kyler Murray, a guy that you really like, Heisman Trophy winner, one of the more mobile quarterbacks in the NFL. Justin Fields, who I think is going to be a top five pick out of Ohio State. I think we are seeing that this new generation is going to be more mobile and more athletic than any generation that we saw, and these two guys are at the forefront of it.
Oh, of course. The quarterback position's completely changed. Trevor Lawrence is kind of a pocket passer, but all those other guys that you just named, that new generation of quarterback, they're all dual threat guys, right? You said Pat, Lamar, Deshaun. I'll throw in Joe Burrow. How about Tua? I mean, all these different dudes. So Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, anybody that's come along, I would say in the last 10 years, is not a typical pocket passer. Now, you talk about this matchup between Pat and Lamar Jackson. It's the ultimate matchup of the huge arm versus the guy who not only can throw the football, we saw Lamar Jackson lead the league last year with 36 touchdown passes, but also was able to run. Funny enough, see, that of all these different guys, and I don't want to take anything away from Pat's running ability, because sometimes his arm is so good that he doesn't have to use his legs. We saw him get that big first down on third down and 20. He got exactly what he needed. I would say one of, if not the most impressive play so far in his young career has been with his legs. But there's pretty big separation in what Lamar Jackson does when it comes to running the football and what Patrick Mahomes does on a football field.
I would also think that this is a quarterback matchup that sort of changes perception. And what I mean by that is I'm going to give you the list of every Big 12 quarterback that was drafted prior to Patrick Mahomes, because one reason why I wanted the Chiefs to draft Deshaun Watson out of Clemson was there was no track record of Big 12 quarterbacks having success in the NFL. I thought the style of offense that they played, the defenses that they went up against, the reads that they had to make, it just didn't have a track record of translating. But I think we're seeing that the game is starting to change. These were all the quarterbacks that played in the Big 12 who got drafted in the first round prior to Patrick Mahomes. Vince Young, Josh Freeman, Sam Bradford, Blaine Gabbert, RG3, Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Whedon. Those were all the quarterbacks. Who's the best out of that group? Are we throwing RG3 for the 15 games that we got to see from him at a very high level? I think Pat has changed the perception, and you make the point about how Pat opened the door up for somebody like Baker Mayfield to be the number one overall pick. His success has opened up the door for Kyler Murray to be the number one overall pick. I look at these two quarterbacks as changing perceptions as well. Lamar Jackson, you and I have been told our entire lives that quarterbacks that play with that style just don't work in the NFL, that college style offenses, they don't translate. Defenses are too fast, safeties are too fast, linebackers are too fast. You can't run a read option, triple option type offense. You were seeing a quarterback where I don't know if Lamar Jackson maybe works in 2000 or 1995, but he is perfect for the new era. And I think he goes to really embody a lot of these other young guys, that the game is evolving in such a way that allows them to be at the forefront of it.
Oh, it definitely would not have worked back then. I mean, you saw Tommy Frazier play at Nebraska, right? I don't remember him ever taking an NFL snap. Maybe he did, but he probably would have been a first-round pick right now. Think about Charlie Ward. Charlie Ward, remember him for Florida State? He went on to play for the New York Knicks because the position has just changed so much. So I do think that the Chiefs are going to have – the good thing about practicing against Patrick Mahomes every single week for this defense is there's not a better quarterback than you can go up against in the actual game. But the quarterback that they're going to face in this actual game certainly presents different issues. We had Pat on Monday, and I was saying, what's one thing that you wish that you could do that Lamar Jackson does? And he basically said, just that breakaway speed. When Pat got the first down on third and 20, he said Lamar probably would have scored. And that's the truth. But I also don't know the longevity of that. If we're talking about the now, and you want me to say, okay, who are the two best quarterbacks in football? I'll say it's the two guys we're going to see on Monday night. I'll go Pat 1, and I'll go Lamar 2. But I don't think we're having this conversation 5 years from now, only because of what you said. We've never seen a quarterback that's had the success that Lamar Jackson plays, that style of football, that's been able to last. Maybe you could say Mike Vick, but we all know how his career's panned out. So let's see if 4 or 5 years from now, Lamar Jackson's still one of the elite quarterbacks in the league, because it only takes one hit. One time he gets squared up, and then all of a sudden, he ain't the same guy.
I mean, this is a game that's also pretty historic when you think about having two players under 25 who have already won an MVP. We were making this point when it came to Justin Herbert, how we are now at the point where, to me, quarterbacks, they can start earlier. It used to be where you needed 3 years to sort of evaluate where your quarterback was, that they had to get acclimated to the NFL pro-style offense. Man, that's the way of the dodo bird here. Like, you're seeing, if your quarterback's not ready by year two, where year two quarterbacks are winning MVP. Kyler Murray has a legitimate shot of winning MVP. Lamar Jackson in his second year at 22, 23 years old wins MVP. Patrick Mahomes at 23, 24 wins MVPs. We are seeing quarterbacks come in more advanced than we've ever seen at the position too, where their prime starts a little bit earlier than we used to think. We used to think that quarterback's prime was at 27, 28. Pat's not in his prime right now. Lamar's not in his prime right now. Kyler Murray isn't on the fringe of what his prime is with his athletic ability. Like, we're just seeing guys who have that transcendent athletic ability. We're seeing that they're there were 27, 28, 29-year-old quarterbacks now at 21, 22, and 23.
Either that or those guys haven't hit their prime yet, which is scary as hell for the rest of the league to imagine that Patrick Mahomes in a couple of years is going to be the best version of himself. But a lot of their early success also, C-Dot, is where they landed. Like Lamar Jackson was in a pretty good situation with a pretty good team, with a quarterback, with a head coach that had already won a Super Bowl with some really nice parts around him. Now, has he overachieved? Hell yes, he's overachieved. The guy's lost three regular season games so far in his entire NFL career. But a lot of times, the early success that you're talking about for these quarterbacks, it's not so much about them, it's about their coach and the talent around them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.